So, going back and summarizing what you're telling me, I seem to come up with these main points. Life is an ongoing process of creation. A secret of all masters is to stop changing one's mind, keep choosing the same thing. Don't take no for an answer. We call forth what we think, feel, and say. Life is a process of creation or reaction. The soul creates, the mind reacts. The soul understands what the mind cannot conceive. Stop trying to figure out what is best for you, how you can win the most, lose the least, get what you want, and start going with what feels like who you are. Your feelings are your truth. What is best for you is what is true for you. Thoughts are not feelings. Rather, they are ideas of how you should feel. When thoughts and feelings get confused, truth becomes clouded, lost. To get back to your feelings, be out of your mind and get back to your senses. Once you know your truth, live it. Negative feelings are not true feelings at all. Rather, they are your thoughts about something, based always on the previous experience of yourself and others. Previous experience is no indicator of truth, since pure truth is created here and now, not reenacted. To change your response to anything, be in the present, that is, the pre-sent moment, the moment that was sent to you and was what it was before you had a thought about it. In other words, be here now, not in the past or the future. The past and the future can exist only in thought. The pre-sent moment is the only reality. Stay there. Seek and you shall find. Do whatever it takes to stay connected with God, Goddess, Truth. Don't stop the practices, the prayers, the rituals, the meditations, the readings, the writings, the whatever works for you to stay in touch with all that is. How's that so far?
Great. So far, so good. You've got it. Now, can you live it?
I'm going to try.
Good.
Now, can we go to where we left off? Tell me about time.
There is no time like the pre-sent. You've heard that before, I'm sure, but you didn't understand it. Now you do. There is no time but this time. There is no moment but this moment. Now is all there is.
What about yesterday and tomorrow?
Figments of your imagination, constructions of your mind, non-existent in ultimate reality. Everything that ever happened is happening and ever will happen is happening right now.
I don't understand.
And you can't, not completely, but you can begin to. And a beginning grasp is all that is needed here. So, just listen. Time is not a continuum. It is an element of relativity that exists vertically, not horizontally. Don't think of it as a left-to-right thing, a so-called timeline that runs from birth to death for each individual and from some finite point to some finite point in the universe. Time is an up-and-down thing. Think of it as a spindle representing the eternal moment of now. Now picture leaves of paper on the spindle, one atop the other. These are the elements of time, each element separate and distinct, yet each existing simultaneously with the other. All the paper on the spindle at once, as much as there will ever be, as much as there ever was. There is only one moment, this moment, the eternal moment of now. It is right now that everything is happening, and I am glorified. There is no waiting for the glory of God. I made it this way because I just couldn't wait. I was so happy to be who I am that I just couldn't wait to make that manifest in my reality. So boom, here it is, right here, right now, all of it. There is no beginning to this, and there is no end. It, the all of everything, just is. Within the isness is where your experience and your greatest secret lies. You can move in consciousness within the isness to any time or place you choose.
You mean we can time travel?
Indeed, and many of you have. All of you have, in fact, and you do it routinely, usually in what you call your dream state. Most of you are not aware of it. You cannot retain the awareness. But the energy sticks to you like glue. And sometimes there's enough residue that others, sensitive to this energy, can pick up things about your past or your future. They feel or read this residue, and you call them seers and psychics. Sometimes there is enough residue that even you in your limited consciousness are aware you've been here before. Your whole being is suddenly jarred by the realization that you've done all this before.
Déjà vu.
Yes. Or that wonderful feeling when you meet someone that you've known them all your life.
Mm.
Known them for all eternity. That's a spectacular feeling. That's a marvelous feeling. And that's a true feeling. You have known that soul forever. Forever is a right now thing. So you have often looked up or looked down from your piece of paper on the spindle and seen all the other pieces. And you've seen yourself there because a part of you is on every piece.
How is that possible?
I tell you this, you have always been, are now, and always will be. There has never been a time when you were not, nor will there ever be such a time.
But wait, what about the concept of old souls? Aren't some souls older than others?
Nothing is older than anything.
I created it all at once, and all of it exists right now. The experience of older and younger to which you refer has to do with the levels of awareness of a particular soul or aspect of being. You're all aspects of being, simply parts of what is. Each part has the consciousness of the whole embedded within it. Every element carries the imprint. Awareness is the experience of that consciousness being awakened. The individual aspect of the all becomes aware of itself. It becomes, quite literally, self-conscious. And gradually it becomes conscious of all others, and then of the fact that there are no others, that all is one. Then, ultimately, of me. Magnificent me.
Boy, you really like you, don't you?
Don't you?
Well, yes. I think you're great.
I agree. I think you're great. That's the only place where you and I disagree. You don't think you're great.
How can I see myself as great when I see all my foibles, all my mistakes, all my evil?
I tell you this, there is no evil.
I wish that could be true.
You are perfect just as you are.
I wish that could be true, too.
It is true. A tree is no less perfect because it is a seedling. A tiny infant is no less perfect than a grown-up. It is perfection itself. Because it cannot do a thing, does not know a thing, that does not make it somehow less perfect. A child makes mistakes. She stands, she toddles, she falls. She stands again, a bit wobbly, hanging on to her mommy's leg. Does that make the child imperfect? I tell you, it is just the opposite. That child is perfection itself, wholly and completely adorable. So, too, are you.
But the child hasn't done anything wrong. The child hasn't consciously disobeyed, hurt another, damaged herself.
The child doesn't know right from wrong.
Precisely.
Neither do you.
But I do. I know it's wrong to kill people, and that it's right to love them. I know it's wrong to hurt and right to heal, to make things better. I know it's wrong to take what's not mine, to use another, to be dishonest.
I could show you instances where each of those wrongs would be right.
You're playing with me now.
Not at all. Merely being factual.
If you're saying there are exceptions to every rule, then I agree.
If there are exceptions to a rule, then it is not a rule.
Are you telling me that it's not wrong to kill, to hurt, to take from another?
That depends on what you are trying to do.
Okay, I get it. But that doesn't make these things good. Sometimes one has to do bad things to achieve a good end.
Which doesn't make them bad things at all, then, does it? They are just means to an end.
Are you saying the end justifies the means?
What do you think?
No, absolutely not.
So be it. Don't you see what you're doing here? You're making up the rules as you go along. And don't you see something else? That's perfectly okay. It's what you're supposed to be doing. All of life is a process of deciding who you are and then experiencing that.